Greetings, everyone. Paige Estrotori here, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to platform for personal and business insurance solutions. Let's dive into the main stories making headlines this week in the insurance sector. First up, a major development has rocked the strata sector. Amid escalating concerns for transparency, the New South Wales government has commenced an inquiry into NetStrata, one of the top strata management companies in the country. This comes after an ABC expose that shed light on high insurance brokerage fees and undisclosed benefits. Managing over 1,000 buildings, NetStrata has accumulated north of $21 million in fees since 2015, invoking widespread criticism. Following the backlash, the firm's managing director, Stephen Brell, has stepped down from the Strata Community Association. While defending its business processes, NetStrata has pledged to cooperate with the ongoing investigation and strive for improved transparency. Secondly, the narrative of no tolerance towards misconduct within the industry has been further cemented. After being sentenced for misappropriating clients' insurance premiums, former insurance broker Sean Sweeney was handed a lifetime financial services ban by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. Sweeney challenged the decision, but the Administrative Appeals Tribunal stood its ground, reflecting an industry-wide commitment to uphold integrity and trust. On the bright side, BellRock is making moves to stay ahead of the evolving needs of the business landscape. The firm has expanded its advisory services to support mergers and acquisitions and manage contingent risks. This strategic decision is a response to the predicted rise in such activities and the subsequent need for specialized risk management solutions. BellRock, leveraging its extensive industry experience and insurance ties, strives to offer innovative risk advice for complex business transactions. And finally, a cautionary tale for policyholders. A policyholder's insurance claim was denied by Zurich Australia due to an undisclosed prior criminal traffic conviction. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the insurer's decision, reiterating the significance of complete transparency when obtaining insurance. Remember, folks, it pays to disclose all relevant information right from the start. That's all for Tuesday, May 7th. Stay insured, stay informed. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, signing off. Visit us on financialservicesonline.com.au for more news and updates from the world of finance and insurance.